Hi, it's Becky.
How you doing, Becky? This is Monique.
Hi, how are you? Good.
Okay. Now, believe it or not, I've been trying to, when I last spoke with the facility that Chris is at, she said that the doctor, which I don't even know if he really saw a doctor or not, that he wasn't able to receive home services. Something like he had to, I don't know if it's like he had to be the one, like I guess they would talk to him and see where his mind was at, I'm assuming. Like if he could make decisions or not.
And they said he wasn't eligible?
That's what Carrie said, the doctor said, but I don't know if he really seen the doctor or not. Because one thing, you got to call all day to get Carrie on the phone. And when you do get her on the phone, she claims she can't hear because of some phone in her office. So I'm really not sure if he really saw the doctor or not, because I'm not feeling to fully really even trust what the facility is saying.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. But well, that's where I'm at with it now. And my mom, I'm going to get the, I know I have to take the paperwork for my mom. My mother is going to be power of attorney. And I got to turn the paperwork into the facility. And I'm going to have to see what day I'm off next week to go and do that, because I need to take it in there. So.
Right.
Because, you know, I feel bad when we go see him and he be like, get me out of here. I say, that's what we're up here to try to do, but it's like I'm at a standstill.
So listen, if the doctor is not going to sign the note that he's self-directing, it could be he really won't be approved.
You say he won't be approved?
Meaning, in order to get approved for CDS services, what I hear is that they have to be somewhat self-directing. So if he's not, if the doctor claims that he's not self-directing, it could be he really won't be approved for consumer-directed services.
Okay, and the thing about that, where I'm stuck at, how do I know if he really seen the doctor?
So that's something you have to figure out.
I can't go by what, you said what?
Right, that's something that you would have to figure out internally. I don't know how you would, you know, really get through to the doctor and see whether or not he's really assessing
right.
him. But if so, I'm saying you wouldn't be able to use our agency, but there are other agencies that are in-home services, which is kind of like nursing. It's a little bit different. It's where an outside aid is assigned. It's kind of like, it's not consumer-directed services, so you wouldn't be able to be his caregiver, which is a shame, because you're going to be living with him, but he'll still get home.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be consumer-directed services.
Okay, so are you saying, like, he would still... I'm trying to understand, like, it won't be home care services, but what would it be?
So it would be home care services. It's just that you wouldn't be able to be the caregiver. Someone else, like, in-home services means that that the agency would assign you a CNA, like a real home healthy, not just a caregiver. Like, right, you're not certified, you're not CNA, you're just
Who?
A family.
Right? I am certified. No,
oh, you are? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then, okay, fine, but let's say you weren't, you still would be able to be the caregiver under CDS.
Okay.
But under in-home, it's different. Under in-home, it has to be certified, and it's not necessarily someone that the patient chooses.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to see what day I'm off next week. I'm going to see if I'm going to go in person. And
it could be, by the way, you have
Carrie.
Find out. Look, obviously try your best to get consumer directed. Like, try your best to be able to approve for him to be self-directing with a legal guardian, right? Your mom. If all that stuff doesn't work out, then you would have to apply to in-home services. And by the way, you have an advantage, because most people are not, like, most people's family members are not CNAs.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I just assumed you're not. But if you are, you could technically apply to, I assume. I don't know how every in-home works. Like, you would have to do your own research.
Yeah.
Be one of their nurses.
Okay.
A specific patient. I assume so.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, my next step, I'm going to call you ahead of time, because I'm going to work today. It won't be today. I'm going to call you and let you know my next off date, and I'm going to let you know I'm going to call you when I get up to the facility to turn that paperwork, and I want Carrie to be able to talk to me and you so you'll understand what she said, claim, and the doctor said, too, in case I'm not saying right.
So basically you're trying your best to get the, to see if the doctor could approve him. Yeah, and we'll be in touch next week.
Yeah. You said you won't be in next week?
I will. I'm going to be here next week.
Oh, you will? Okay, yeah, and I'm going to call you and let you know what day I'm off ahead of time, so you'll be prepared for the call.
Yeah, sure. You can just send me a text.
I will. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Monique.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.